This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't resist. All right? I got to play a quick clip. You got to hear this. You'll enjoy it so much. I never get tired of playing this.
Now, for the benefit of the human race, great moments in Democrat racist history. The year was 1976, and Americans had endured a generation of turmoil and the Vietnam War. But they had found a savior, an agent of hope and change. Peanut farmer from Georgia, Democrat Jimmy Carter. By now, all the white racists are voting Republican, you see. Civil rights, Martin Luther King, it's all behind us by 1976. Yeah. Well, here's what the first black mayor of Gary, Indiana, Richard Hatcher, said about Carter in 1976. Carter was a Frankenstein's monster with a southern drawl, a more cultured version of the old Confederate at the schoolhouse door. Jesse Jackson called Carter a throwback to Hitlerian racism. And Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson slammed his fist on his desk and shouted, "Is there no white politician I can trust?" Why did these leading black politicians think Carter was racist? It's what he said about public housing, whether government should use it to try to integrate neighborhoods. Carter said, "I have nothing against a community that is made up of people who are Polish or Czech or French Canadian or blacks trying to maintain the ethnic purity of their neighborhoods. This is a natural inclination." 20 years earlier, in 1956, Carter was on the Sumter County School Board. He led an effort to have the site of a new black school relocated. Why? Because it was so close to a white school, black and white kids would end up walking on the same street. Carter's board assured people at a meeting October 5th, "The board will do everything in its power to minimize simultaneous traffic between white and colored students on the way to and from school." How do you compensate in your old age for having been a vile, disgusting racist all your life? Simple. Accuse other people, decent, innocent people, of being racist.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man.
Guilty dog barking. Let history forever remember Jimma's determination to save those white kids from the terrible colored kids on the streets of Sumter County, Georgia. And given the downward trajectory of Jimma's reputation right about now, it's fitting that the ship they named after him is a submarine. Great moments in Democrat racist history.
You know, I never get sick of playing that one. It never gets old to hear that on a regular basis, and I'll tell you why. The Democrats keep telling us that conservative Republicans, are the ones that are racist. We're the ones, okay, that are the ones that we don't like the blacks, we don't like Asians, we don't like Hispanics. Apparently, we don't like anybody. But history proves out different. History proves has a different viewpoint on how the Dems see minorities. And you and I and others have to learn and be willing to speak to that. You know, what's really funny is, what's his name? Adams. John Adams. Well, I'm sure it was John Adams. what, 13 years? I think he spent 13 years trying to abolish slavery. You know, the old white guy. 13 years he tried to abolish slavery. And finally they passed a resolution to try to keep him, but he was too strong, to try to keep him from speaking about slavery anymore. But he wouldn't stop. He kept doing it. And he did it right up to the very end, right up to the day he died. And you know who he mentored, who one of his people were? Abraham Lincoln. Look it up. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I know some of you will send me emails while I'm doing this story. Not vetted, you don't know if it's true, you don't know this, you don't know that. But you know, I'm so tired of sitting back and waiting for proof. You don't get proof of these kind of things. And, you know, really interesting, I was just thinking about how everything that's said about President Obama, everything, President Trump, is true. Nobody pushes back from the left. Nobody questions it or where it came from or what it means or anything else. And yet anything that's said about the Clintons, anything that's said about Obama, anything, is a lie. Goes back to my mantra. They don't want equality. They want control. Now, apparently, the technical guru who helped WikiLeaks get Clinton's emails, he's been found dead. Now, I'm sure he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And no, I'm not talking about when he started pulling the emails down. But WikiLeaks collaborator James Doolin, who co-created the technology that allowed WikiLeaks to obtain and publish the leaked DNC and Podesta emails, has been found dead. He's 36 years old. No one was announced dead by Freedom of the Press Association, however, besides claiming that he took his own life over the holidays, few details about the strange death exist. You know, we hear this stuff over and over. And you know, and what's funny about this is this won't get a lot of play. People will probably say it's false and it's fake. But there's been some innuendo, insinuation, whatever you want to call it, that there's already been one death attributed with Trump's dossier, and it's not attributed to Clinton. It's attributed to Trump. They're trying to make it sound like maybe he did something to cause this guy's death. Funny how that works, isn't it? I'm Joe Bastien, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Seriously, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, the reason I did that last story, no major reason other than I sit there and think about could you guys fight off what President Trump fights off on a daily basis? Could you guys deal with a constant barrage against him? I mean, somebody talking about you 24/7 about how bad you are, about how lousy you are, how much of a homophobe, a hypocrite, all these terms they use for him. How many of you can handle it without folding and leaving? You know, I talk to a lot of conservative friends who can't even handle some negativity from around their workplace. They won't talk politics. They won't talk anything. They won't stick up for anybody because they don't want the aggravation. We put up with it all the time. So how do you call him on the carpet for not fighting when you won't fight yourself? That's what I'd love to know. I ask my friends that on a regular basis. It's like, you guys who back down, you won't fight, you tell me you can't do what I do, and you can, you just choose not. See, I know some of you are going to get insulted by this. But it's not that you can't do what I do, you choose not to. You know, some of you may be in situations at work where you can't talk politics or you'll get fired. That doesn't mean when you're out to lunch or other places, when somebody says something that's bad against our president or your party, or your principles, or your God, you don't say something. Say something. You know, everybody's up in arms because President Trump said I'll clean it up. The crap holes, right? Hit the fan tonight. The economy is trickling down. Twitter goes crazy because President Trump said, why are we, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. Why are we accepting people from these crap hole countries? And I know what he means by that, because most of these people come here, when they come here from these countries that are just devastated in more ways than one, and they're not just devastated because of war or crime, right? They're countries that you just, they're never going to get out of the hole they're in with the corruption that they have. That doesn't give you a right here. We're not the home for every country, every person, every city, every town, every village where it isn't quite right. You know, we were that at one time. We had areas, we had places in this country, and we still do. You want to help the downtrodden? Go through the Appalachian Trail. There's a boatload of downtrodden people there. American citizens born here in this country. Why don't we help them first? What do you think? Right? And again, you know, when the president starts talking about stuff like that, what, do you want to couch it differently? You need it to be softer so you feel better about what he's saying? Give me a break. You know, this is not a slight on people who have PTSD, by any stretch of the imagination. George Carlin. We all like, I think most of us like George Carlin. George does a whole thing on PTSD, and he says, you know, we have to name stuff that's subtle, that doesn't really call it out. It makes it hard for us to understand. I agree with him. He said, you know, my uncle was shell-shocked. Right? I had an uncle that was shell-shocked from the war. Truck backfired, heard something that somewhat sounded like a bang. He was under the table. Nobody laughed at him. Nobody made fun of him. We helped him. Right? We loved him. We helped him. We knew what it meant. But now we have PTSD for everything. I mean everything. Some of us don't know what it means. Some of us think it's overused. You can have PTSD because, you know, your boss yells at you too much. Your work's too stressful. See, I'm sorry. I don't buy in all that. The guys that go to war for your freedom and for your safety, they deserve to have more, to have better. You don't deserve the same PTSD rights that an army person, a military person has as a teacher because your class is always unruly or you're in a bad part of town or your kids are hard to take care of. It doesn't work that way. And it shouldn't work that way. You don't have bullets whizzing over your head on an hour-by-hour, day-by-day basis like they do when they're trying to, you know, help with our freedom along with others overseas. So when the president talks about these entries from these crap hole countries, I agree with him. Are we to let everybody in? Shouldn't we take care of our own first, or is that asking for too much? I mean, seriously. When do we take care of ours first? When he goes on, you know, again, it was during the immigration negotiation. And people were out, and it's funny because it leaked almost immediately. He was referring to the people from Haiti, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Honduras, and, you know, African countries in the temporary protected status program. about a dozen people, both Republicans and Democrats, they were in the room at the time, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Illinois Democrat Senator Dick Durbin. Now, Trump made the comments as Durbin was reading a list of temporary protected status countries. The president also suggested the United States should admit more people from countries like Norway instead. Trump had met with the Norwegian Prime Minister, Emma Solberg, and held a news conference with her on Wednesday. In a statement, the White House did not deny Trump made the comment. Certain Washington politicians choose to fight for foreign countries, but President Trump will always fight for the American people. That's the way it works. He should be fighting for us. Look, we don't have to take in everybody from all over the world that's in a bad way. They should change their way. They should go after the government. They should go after their local politicians, if you would. They should change things. Now, again, anybody want to guess where the first place the Democrats went again? You got it. Racism. And you just heard the clip about Jimmy Carter, and he's the norm. He is the norm in the way that they think. Would not approve the funds for a new high school or a new school in his district because the black kids may walk too close to the white kids. I don't know. Doesn't get much more racist than that. What do you think? As an American, I'm ashamed of the president, said Illinois Democrat Luis Gutierrez, who's stepping down. Thank you, God. He needs to go. He only cares about one person, one kind. If you're an illegal Hispanic, he's all for you. If you're a tax-paying white American, he doesn't have the time to call you back. He's not a nice guy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
Oh, come on. You gotta like this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, just being part of the process. Really that simple. Being part of the process. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, including getting involved in helping, and I do mean helping, to promote the show. Why wouldn't you want to promote the show? Don't you want to promote my show? Yeah, you got my politically incorrect policy up there. You can click on Patreon.com. I mean, the Patreon button. I keep on calling it Patreon.com. Patreon button, and get involved in what's going on. Help support the show. If you become a politically incorrect posse member, there's all kinds of stuff going on that nobody else knows about. In that area. So check it out. You don't have to let me know what you think, but just check it out. If you want to be part of the member, you sign up. If you don't, you don't have to be. I'm going to get back to the story. They don't like the way he said it. They don't necessarily disagree with him, but they don't like the way he said it. You know, you take guys like this, Louis Gutierrez, right? And who believes that Trump is a racist because he doesn't want to help people of color. Last I heard, he wants to help Americans. Last I heard, Americans were people of color. I know, maybe Louis doesn't know it. Maybe Louis doesn't hang around with enough Americans to know that we are people of color. That we run the whole spectrum. Tall, short, fat, thin, black, white, Asian. And we go through the whole gambit. He's not interested in that. He's interested in one group of people and one group of people only. And as you keep hearing it in the speeches, you'll know what I'm telling you is the truth. Some other Republicans who voiced their disapproval was Florida Representative Leanna Rose Leighton, I guess is her name, whose district includes Miami, responded, language like that shouldn't be heard in locker rooms, shouldn't be heard in the White House. You know, I say it all the time. If these morons were running the country back when we were trying to become a country, we would be subjects of the Queen. Because our founding fathers knew that in order to win, they had to fight. And they had to fight not by the rules of Britain, not by gentlemanly rules. That was a savage and ugly war. And they knew that's the only way they could win. You can't fight. Or you can't worry about political correctness in a fight. You know what I'm saying? Now, Representative Mia Love of Utah, whose parents were Haitian immigrants, called on Trump to apologize, saying his comments were unkind, divisive, elitist, and fly in the face of our nation's values. Where does this happen? We've spent millions and millions and millions of dollars in Haiti and other places. And all we constantly hear is about how corrupt their government is and other places like that. So first of all, my question is, why do we keep giving them money? Secondly, why don't those people take back their countries? Maybe that's, but you guys hate war. You hate fighting. You hate us arming people. So your only solution is to keep giving these corrupt governments money. Allow their people to come here. They're sending money back home. Haiti, for all intents and purposes, is continually being rebuilt. If they're here temporarily and they don't need citizenship, and we want to send them back to help rebuild their home, see, you can't have it always. If you brought them here because of the hurricane and they had to get out of the hurricane, they had no place to live, eat, or sleep, and now those places have been rebuilt, why aren't they back? Why aren't they applying for American citizenship, or why aren't they back at their homes? Now, Trump administration announced on Monday that as many as 200,000 Salvadorian immigrants living in the United States will no longer be allowed to stay because they have decided to end their protected status. We can't protect everybody, people. We can't even protect our own people. I mean, think about what the left has been touting for the last couple of years. They don't want you to have guns. They want open borders. You have a right to protect yourself. Look at the states that are run by Democrats. A lot of those states that are totally run by Democrats, you can't even shoot somebody who's come into your house and starts wailing on your kids and wife. You got to run away. They came in to kill you. They came in to hurt you. They came in to beat you. They have guns. And your best response to me is, I better not shoot back. I better run away. The administration's decision to end special status for Salvadorian immigrants has emerged as a possible bargaining chip for the president. You know, these people should read The Art of the Deal. They'd stop complaining about most of this because this is proof that he's got them. The bipartisan group of six senators Thursday afternoon then reached an agreement in principle with each other on immigration, including a plan to shield illegal immigrants brought to the United States as children. Now, it's unclear whether Trump or the others in Congress are going to go along with this. The president will only accept an immigration deal that adequately addresses the visa lottery system, chain migration, both of those who hurt our economy tremendously. Like other nations that are merit-based immigration, President Trump's fighting for permanent solutions. Everything we do is temporary. Right? We'll catch up later. You know, when Feinstein was saying, well, we need to do this and then we can come back and do that, would you be open to us working on DACA first and then this? I would have said, no. I want the whole package. I want you to show me what you got, what you're willing to work with, and the changes you're willing to make. Because they've screwed this before. This is not the first time. Go back to the deal they made with Reagan, and they immediately reneged on. Once they got what they wanted, they reneged on it because there was nothing he could do about it. We needed the same thing here. He used to look at them and said, no, 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 you don't get yours until I get mine this time. We're not doing it the other way around. You're not in control. The Dems are not in control, but we act like they are. They act like they have something over us. Let them shut down the government. And if I was Trump, I'd be screaming the mantra, right, the government can reopen as soon as the Dems tell me I can protect the American people. As soon as the Democrats tell me I can build a wall to protect the American people. They're screaming that the wall is going to cost around $30 billion by the time you get done with everything. We saw, over like, I don't know, 10 years or whatever it was. We're looking at numbers that it costs us almost $99 billion a year on illegal immigration. So I'm sorry, those are simple math numbers. Should work for just about anybody. This to me is common sense. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why it's so hard for these people to figure this out. And we need to make sure we hire the people, and when I say hire, you know I mean elect. If you've been listening to the show for any period of time, we're hiring these people. You're paying them something. And if they're not doing a job, they need to go. You fire them by way of not electing them back in again. Anyway, spokesperson goes on to say he'll always reject temporarily weak and dangerous stopgap measures that threaten the lives of hardworking Americans. You know, legal immigrants, people who are trying to come in legally, who have done the work, they've done the paperwork, they're paying their bills, we should put those at the top of the list. The illegals should I don't even know, go back to their countries, go back to a holding zone. Maybe if Mexico is so humane and they want to call us out for being so inhumane, maybe they should put some holding facilities right across the border. What do you think? The comments followed a recent report in the New York Times that Trump said that people of Haiti all have AIDS, and that people from Nicaragua, or I'm sorry, from Nigeria would never go back to their huts. Now, in Africa, after receiving visas to the United States, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said at the time that the report was false. See, this is why if I was the president, I'd be tweeting out 20 times a day. I'd be putting the New York Times and other news sources, they'd be spinning trying to keep up with the stuff I was trying to put out, good, bad, or indifferent. Sanders said the senior staffers who were actually in the meeting denied these outrageous claims, and it's both sad and telling that the New York Times would print the lies of their anonymous sources. This is constant. Remember, there was nothing, absolutely nothing, that you could say about President Obama that they didn't refute, that they didn't tell you it was wrong, that they didn't tell you it was a lie. And I mean nothing. Right? You know, somebody put up a meme earlier I thought was great, which is they were talking about how they're all behind Oprah, right? What has she done? She's pretty much a female version of Trump. Right? They made fun of Trump because he was a reality guy, because he was a TV guy, because he was a billionaire. Aren't they the same? Isn't it the same? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I love these crazy stories. I love the ones that are like so far over the top. You just want to, you just can't believe. You have to pinch yourself because you can't believe they're real, or that somebody would even say them. Right? And all these comments, all these things that everybody's upset about. You know, the Haitian comment that they're so worried about that President Trump might have said. I want you to think about something. There have been Haitian protesters out in front of the Clinton Foundation building for about 7 years. Because the Clinton Foundation collected millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to rebuild Haiti, but nobody can figure out what they did with it. The Haitians at least can't figure out what they're doing with it. They're asking for the foundation to be audited when it comes to their Haitian donations. They've never been able to get it to happen. Right? They've been scamming people for years since the 2010 earthquake. It was 7 years ago. They still haven't seen any money. Well, any major money, we'll put it that way. So where's the outrage from the left on that? Where's the outrage from the left on the fact that the money that was given to the Clintons to help out the Haitian people really never made it there? Now, they're going to tell you because, you know, 92% of the money goes to keeping their place open, right? I mean, seriously. It goes to keeping the foundation open. Well, it went to keeping the foundation open. It's drying up, thank you, God. But this is why, again, mantra, they don't want equality, they want control. Right? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, I didn't go through any of these. I should, but I didn't go through any of these before. But California's got a new set of laws that took place in January 1st. And this is what I love. I think this is wonderful. And this is what happens when California decides it knows better than anybody else, right? So they've abandoned, California is now, after January 1st, they've abandoned the high school exit exam. So it officially now no longer requires a high school exit exam to graduate from high school. So think about what we're putting out to the rest of the population. We are 40, California is 42nd when it comes to education in the country. 50 states, or unless you're Obama, there's 57. But out of 50 states, we're 42nd. We're the 42nd worst. Or I'm sorry, that would be the 8th worst, if you think about it. The 42nd best out of 50. Can you still use that word? Best out of 50? Right? It doesn't let me surprise you. We have the worst economy, worst graduation rates, highest taxes, highest poverty rate, and what do? We lower the graduation standards because I'm sure the states all through the country, right, are going to love it. I mean, they're going to be very happy that the kids that they get from California may or may not be educated, may or may not have a clue. Matter of fact, over 60% of the kids in California that graduate a California high school, that go into a California college, have to take remedial math and English. What does that tell you? Look it up for yourself. AB, which is Assembly Bill 830, the high school exit exam has been canned. Now, they took 2 years off from taking it to begin with. So there were a bunch of kids that went through and didn't take it at all. And they've decided they can't fix it. They can't make the kids look good. So what are they going to do? Not deal with it. I'll give you an overview of some of the other bills. Make sure you have no food in your mouth. I don't want you spitting up all over yourself. So California has what they call student board members on school boards. And they're voted in by all the schools in the area that it's part of the district, right? So the kids decide, the students decide who they want representing them on the board. And there's 5 board members. Now, you know why there's 5 board members, right? So you don't have tie votes. So now the student board members will have preferential voting rights, which means they'll be able to vote. They'll be invited to staff meetings because we know how well children, because they're still children, can control themselves, right? They'll be allowed to be provided separate staff briefings. This is crazy. This is just nuts. We get voted in to take care of our constituents, which includes the students. The students vote. Now, look at that would make 6, right? What if it's a 3-3? Who breaks the tie? Again, the loons up in the legislature not thinking things through. Possession of a firearm in a school zone. Superintendents will no longer be able to provide written permission for a person to possess a firearm in a school zone. Does that include police? Right? Security guards, police, what have you? This was a good one, too. AB 10, feminine hygiene. Middle schools and high schools, well, now at least 40% of the low-income students will be required to provide free feminine hygiene products. I mean, it's getting it right. Free food, free clothes, free everything soon here. More AV bills, immigration and citizenship status. These bills will prohibit public school community colleges, California State Universities, and other universities in California from collecting information or documents about the immigration status of a student.
You can't check staff or their families either. Oh, God. Assembly Bill 1018 says that it'll change the way the community colleges approach their student equity plan as part of the student success and support programs. Now, that means exactly what it says. So these programs they have out there, they help students succeed and support them because they might have things going on at home. It won't matter. The state will do whatever it needs to do to make sure they can make it through. They say the categories of homeless, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender students are now required to be addressed in the student equity plans. What's different? Are they all humans? No, seriously. What equity do you want? Equity. If you're homeless, and forgive me, what is equity doing? Do I need to get you a home or an apartment? How does that work? And does the school pay for it, the college, or the state? Because this state's great at setting down mandates for you to take care of, and they're not doing anything about them. They're not, I mean, financially, they're not willing to reimburse. First year, ready for this? You guys need to, you know, you need to come to California, tell them you're here illegally. California College promise. First year, full-time students at all 114 California community colleges, they'll be able to attend their first year of college for free. Yes, right. You and I will pay for them to decide whether they like it or not. The California College Promise will waive students' first-year tuition fees as long as they're enrolled in 12 or more semesters. I'm sorry, semester units. It's okay for not looking at the page break, right? And quality for financial aid under a program or California Dream Act application. California Dream Act. Hello? So, again, we're paying for people free that shouldn't be here, number one. And now we're giving everybody, because we know how well it is when you get education for free, we're giving everybody education for free. Isn't that nice? At the California community colleges. This whole state wants to give away stuff for free, and then they want to turn around and ask the governor for help. They want to get the governor to reimburse them financially for money that they're blowing. It's our money. I mean, really, think about it. If you're a taxpaying person in California, it's your money. See, in another quick story, you know, we always hear about how well healthcare is run in Europe and Cuba and other places. Let's run our healthcare like Britain. What do you think, right? They got socialized medicine, a little bit of a blend, but they got socialized medicine there. Right, but Britain's National Health Service halted. Oh, I'm sorry. First, the British National Health System was hailed by, Bernie Sanders and others in this country, Obama. Now they've had to halt services or slow them down or slow down the processing of such, especially for surgeries for smokers, obese people, and so on. Now think about that. They went after the weakest ones, right? People who smoke a lot, they don't want to deal with them. They don't want to deal with obese patients because, you know, it's hard to help them. Not that it's impossible, but it's hard. And by the way, I'm obese, considered obese anyway. Right? They want to alleviate the funding crisis. Not because they don't have enough doctors. Not because they don't have enough nurses or hospitals. They don't have the money to do it. And this has been going on for years. It's gotten worse now, but it's been going on for years. We're supposed to take that on? I mean, these guys should be experts at it by now, shouldn't they? So to alleviate the funding crisis, because they just don't have the money. Britain's canceled 50,000 surgeries last year alone. Why? Not because they don't have the doctors. Again, they don't have the money. So yeah, let's go do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Wait till they turn your kid down for help, right? You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.